talked about what exactly makes somebody become a terrorist, so to speak. And he seems to have these ideas, whether it's social factors, if it's because someone's poor, and environmental factors, and I was wondering if there was that one statement they made back in June about how jihad is a legitimate tenet of Islam, or rather armed jihad is a legitimate tenet of Islam. He seemed to sort of be sticking by it, but he couldn't actually name one legitimate armed jihad throughout history. I was wondering if you could sort of comment about Brennan's kind of take on counterterrorism in general.
Well, I mean, I think John Brennan should be fired. I think John Brennan does not do a good job. He's arrogant and egotistical, and he's not doing a good job. As far as particulars, when he refers to Jerusalem by its Arabic name, when he again tries to explain away jihad, play semantic games with that, to me he's being an apologist. Going back to the Christmas bombing, all the information he gave, President Obama was wrong on that. I can tell you with the members of Congress, he is totally uncooperative. He received a good week to 10 days before there was any congressional briefing given on Christmas bombing, and that was just given to the entire Congress. There was nothing really top secret or classified about it. Still withholding information. For a long time withheld information on Fort Hood. So Brennan is, and this is bipartisan, I don't know what Democrats will tell you on the record, but I can tell you they are also enraged by Brennan.